Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we dive into Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert, a captivating exploration of the intersection between fear and creativity, and how to unleash your creative potential. Released in 2015, Big Magic serves as a guide to overcoming the obstacles that hinder creativity, providing strategies to deal with fears, frustrations, and creative blocks. Gilbert encourages readers to embrace playfulness and express themselves freely, emphasizing the joy and fulfillment that come from living creatively. Elizabeth Gilbert, a distinguished author known for her memoir and international bestseller, Eat, Pray, Love, which not only was translated into over 30 languages, but also adapted into a film starring Julia Roberts, brings her extensive experience and insights into the creative process. Named one of the 100 most influential people in the world by Time magazine, Gilbert has a profound understanding of the challenges and delights inherent in artistic expression. Her novel, The Signature of All Things, also achieved critical acclaim, becoming a New York Times bestseller. Big Magic is ideal for anyone looking to explore or deepen their creative pursuits. Whether you're a writer grappling with unfinished projects and creative block, a student seeking inspiration to chase your creative dreams, or simply someone interested in incorporating more creativity into your life, this book offers valuable lessons and insights. Join us as we uncover the magic behind creativity and how to live a life enriched by art, imagination, and innovation. Big Magic, Creative Living Beyond Fear. Introduction. Unlock the secret garden of creativity. Have you ever felt that spark while strumming a guitar, penning down your thoughts, or molding clay into shapes? This spark, a fleeting yet profound connection with something beyond the mundane, is what creativity is all about. It's not confined to what we traditionally label as artsy. Creativity is an exploration, an adventure into the realms of inspiration that surround us, beckoning us to look beyond our fears and stay endlessly curious. Dive into the insights of one of modern literature's most celebrated minds as we unravel the enigma of creativity, ideas, and where they converge to spark the big magic. Through our journey, you will learn the unique romance J.K. Rowling had with her creativity, nurturing it to blossom amidst adversity, the paradoxical freedom that comes with not relying on your creative endeavors to pay your bills, allowing creativity to flourish in its purest form, and the notion that ideas are not just figments of our imagination, but entities seeking us out, waiting for us to welcome them into our lives. Join us as we embark on this expedition to rediscover creativity, shed the shackles of fear, and open our doors to the endless possibilities that await. Part 1. Embrace your fears and ignite your creative fire. Throughout the globe, countless individuals have been indoctrinated with the belief that success is a linear path paved by formal education and a stable conventional career. This ingrained philosophy has led many to suppress their creative urges, tethering their potential to the ground. Amid these early setbacks and societal pressures, the flames of many creative souls have been dimmed, leaving a world where numerous individuals are not living to the fullest expression of their abilities. In our society, rife with skepticism, electing to pursue a path of creativity is akin to walking a tightrope without a safety net. Terrifying, to say the least. However, it's crucial to understand that embodying a creative life doesn't demand fame or financial success, nor does it require you to sacrifice every facet of your being at the altar of your craft. At its heart, leading a creative life means allowing your curiosity to guide you rather than being chained by fear. The beauty of creativity is that it defies definition. What constitutes a creative journey is deeply personal and subjective. It's anything that might raise eyebrows for its audacity, but makes your heart race with excitement and anticipation. This could manifest in countless ways, from the brushstrokes of a painter to the lyrical musings of a poet, the physical challenge of rock climbing, or the sensory delight of culinary experimentation. It's that special something that sets your soul alight with curiosity. Yet, even when one identifies their passion, hesitation can creep in, fueled by an array of fears. Doubts about one's talent, timing, relevance, or resources serve as formidable barriers, whispering reasons why you shouldn't venture down the path less traveled. It's your brain's defense mechanism working overtime to keep you in the realm of the familiar, the safe. So, how does one navigate this landscape of fear and creativity? Letting go of fear might seem like the obvious prescription, yet it's not always feasible, nor is it entirely necessary. Instead, embracing your fears might be the more practical and ultimately more rewarding approach. In a life dedicated to creativity, fear and passion are inextricable companions. Your fears are not to be exiled but welcomed, not as drivers dictating your journey but as passengers. They are to provide commentary, not control, serving as reminders of what truly matters to you. Like the uninvited relatives at a family gathering, they're there whether you like it or not, but they don't get to decide the playlist. In this dance of creativity, let your passions lead, with your fears trailing a respectful step behind, whispering their concerns without steering the course. This is the essence of living a creative life, not devoid of fear, but thriving in its presence. Part 2. When ideas come knocking, are you ready to answer? Imagine our world as a bustling marketplace, not just of tangible goods, but of intangible, vibrant ideas meandering through the crowds, seeking someone to bring them to life. Ideas, in their essence, are alive, fluttering around us, waiting for the right mind and the right moment to land and take root. They are the unseen inhabitants of our world, existing solely for the purpose of being discovered and realized by someone who's ready to listen. Have you ever been gripped by an idea so compelling that it seems to follow you around, appearing in the pages of the books you read, the conversations you overhear, or in the stillness of the night? If you've felt an idea tugging at your sleeve, refusing to be ignored, you've encountered a potential masterpiece in its nascent stage. The challenge, then, is not to let the mundane, be it grocery lists, binge-watching sessions, or daily chores, distract you from this whisper of inspiration. It's an invitation to collaborate with the universe, and it's up to you to accept. However, ideas are also capricious. They possess a will of their own. If they aren't nurtured, acknowledged, or given the space to flourish, they'll simply drift away in search of a more receptive partner. This dance between ideas and creators is one of the great mysteries and magics of the creative process. The peculiar journey of ideas isn't just theoretical. It's been witnessed firsthand by those who dwell in the world of creativity. Take, for example, the uncanny experience between the author and her friend, Ann Patchett, both novelists blessed with fertile imaginations. The author had once been enchanted by an idea for a novel set in the Amazon jungle, a vibrant vision inspired by connections to Brazil. Yet, for various reasons, the project remained unrealized, left to gather dust as life and other pursuits demanded attention. In an almost mystical twist of fate, Ann Patchett, having formed a friendship with the author, found herself writing a novel eerily similar in setting and premise to the abandoned project. Both authors were taken aback by the coincidence, leading them to a profound realization. The idea hadn't died, it had simply sought out a new conduit for its expression. This encounter serves as a testament to the belief that ideas have a will to live, to find expression, and to impact the world through their realization. So, when inspiration comes knocking, poised on the threshold of your consciousness, the question becomes, will you open the door? Part 3. Grant yourself the courage to create fearlessly. In the vast expanse of creativity that surrounds us, teeming with potential and brimming with ideas, it's ironic that the greatest barrier to expression often lies within ourselves. The reservoirs of talent are there, The inspiration is omnipresent, yet many of us find ourselves mired in hesitation, unable to make that leap from thought to manifestation. So what's holding us back? The crux of the matter lies in the treacherous terrain of self-doubt. Venturing into the realm of creativity demands audacity, but too often we are the saboteurs of our own dreams. The internal critics within us are ruthless, mocking our aspirations to create something of value, to bring our visions into reality. But overcoming this self-imposed blockade starts with an affirmation, a declaration of our innate right to create. Proclaim it. I am a writer. I am an artist. I am a musician. It's more than just self-affirmation. It's a war cry against the internal voices that doubt, an announcement to the universe that you're here to fulfill your creative destiny, unshaken by the specter of rejection. Rejection, while never pleasant, is not an indictment of your worth or talent. It is merely a reflection of one person's opinion at a given moment in time, often more indicative of their personal tastes or the prevailing mood than the inherent value of your work. The author's own journey underscores this. A piece rejected by an editor as lacking was, years later, celebrated by the same person as brilliant, illustrating the subjective nature of critique and the importance of persistence. Our creative endeavors need not be in service of an audience or critics. They are first and foremost for us, a means of exploration, understanding, and catharsis. If your work helps you navigate your own complexities and find peace, it has done its job. Literature, art, and storytelling are age-old avenues through which humanity has always sought to understand itself, each other, and the universe. A tradition in which there is nothing new under the sun except the unique hue of our personal lens. To strive for originality is commendable, but the pursuit of authenticity carries far greater significance. It is in sharing your truth, your perspective, and your passion that your work resonates deeply, not just as a novel idea, but as a sincere expression of the human experience. Remember, the road to creative fulfillment is paved not with the pursuit of novelty, but with the courage to share your soul song, fearlessly and authentically. Part 4. Embrace life's lessons over letters after your name. In the world of creative endeavor, there's an all-too-common narrative that to be taken seriously, one must arm themselves with academic accolades. This desire for validation, whether stemming from familial expectations, societal standards, or personal insecurities, drives many artists into the halls of academia in hopes of legitimating their passions with degrees and diplomas. But does this path truly lead to creative fulfillment? The reality that emerges time and again is that the most profound creative insights are derived not from textbooks, but from the rich tapestry of life itself. True creative prowess is cultivated through experiences, failures, adventures, and the myriad lessons that life generously offers. Eat, pray, love. The author's transformative journey from despair to self-discovery stands as a testament to this truth. Far beyond the reach of any curriculum, it was the author's personal odyssey that imbued her with the insights to pen a narrative that would captivate millions. This illuminates a crucial lesson for every creative soul. The essence of creative mastery is not ensconced within the ivory towers of academia, but is waiting to be discovered in the unpredictable journey of life. What you encounter, observe, feel, and overcome in the real world provides unparalleled material for creation. It's in the nuanced dance of human experiences that true creativity flourishes. In this light, the pursuit of seriousness in art seems a misdirected endeavor. Creativity is not a solemn oath but a playground of possibilities. Take inspiration from Tom Waits, who visualizes his music as adornments for the minds of his audience, weaving together the whimsical, the comforting, the amusing, and the profound. Your creative output could be anything: bizarre, heartwarming, provocative, or deeply personal. And it will inevitably resonate with someone, somewhere. The dichotomy of reception, adoration versus rejection, is a hallmark of creative expression. Not all will understand or appreciate your work, and that's not just acceptable, it's expected. The crucial pivot is to shift focus from seeking external validation to valuing the richness of your life's experiences as the ultimate wellspring of creativity. This mindset not only liberates one from the shackles of proving oneself, but also opens the floodgates to genuine, uninhibited creative exploration. Part 5. Nurture your creative passion without the financial pressure. The romanticized image of the artist's life often features them living on the edge of society's norms, their days a whirlwind of creative ecstasy and bohemian revelry, unburdened by the mundanity of a 9-to-5 job. This alluring vision, however, glosses over a harsh reality. When artists rely solely on their creative outputs to sustain themselves financially, they inadvertently place a chokehold on their muse. The alternative to this scenario doesn't have to involve selling out or diluting your artistic integrity. In fact, maintaining a day job while pursuing your creative passions could be the key to unlocking a more profound relationship with your art. Far from being a sign of half-hearted commitment, this balance can inject a newfound vigor into your creative pursuits, like engaging in a secret love affair with your art. Historically, many renowned authors found their rhythm by weaving their writing into the fabric of their daily lives, outside the constraints of their conventional jobs. Toni Morrison and J.K. Rowling, for instance, carved out precious moments from their routines for writing, turning these stolen hours into sacred rituals. This clandestine approach transformed the act of writing into something eagerly anticipated, an escape from the drudgery of day-to-day obligations. Keeping a day job does more than just pay the bills. It provides a safety net that allows for the freedom to explore, experiment, and express without the looming specter of financial ruin. Artistic success is an unpredictable beast, with no assurances of recognition or monetary reward. By expecting your art to shoulder the burden of your financial needs, you're unwittingly setting the stage for disappointment and stifling creative expression. The pursuit of creativity should be a journey of joy, not a sprint toward success. High expectations can drain the joy from the creative process, leaving behind a sense of obligation rather than liberation. Positioning yourself where you have the liberty to create without financial desperation gives your art the breathing room it needs to flourish. By affirming your commitment to your creative work as an act of passion rather than necessity, you open up a space where your art can thrive genuinely, unrestricted by the demands of commercial success. Part 6. Embrace playfulness in your creative endeavors. Oscar Wilde's poetic depiction of an artist's life as one long, lovely suicide paints a stark picture of the creative journey, one marked by sacrifice, suffering, and an unwavering commitment to art at the expense of personal joy. This notion of the tortured artist, sacrificing everything for their craft, has romanticized the idea of creative martyrdom for generations. However, there exists an alternative approach that breathes life, joy, and whimsy into the creative process. Instead of adopting the martyr's burden of seriousness and rigidity, consider the path of the trickster, a figure who dances through challenges with wit, agility, and a refreshing lightness of being. Unlike the martyr, who is bound by strict principles, the trickster navigates the creative landscape with a sense of play and an adaptable demeanor. The trickster, in this sense, mirrors the antics of Bugs Bunny, the quintessential cartoon trickster who, even when faced with seemingly insurmountable odds, remains confident and unflustered. This archetype doesn't concern itself with outpacing danger or challenges. Rather, it trusts in its ability to adapt, to find joy in the creativity, and to let the journey unfold as it may. This capability to stay composed and maintain a sense of humor, even in the face of adversity, is what sets the trickster apart. This trickster mindset can profoundly transform the creative process, as discovered by the author's friend, Brené Brown. For Brown, the task of storytelling came naturally, an art form she could effortlessly indulge in. Yet, when it came to structuring these narratives into a cohesive novel, she found herself bogged down by the weight of expectations and perfectionism. In a moment of enlightenment, Brown embraced the trickster's way. She invited colleagues to become active participants in her creative process, narrating her stories while they captured the essence of her tales. This collaboration allowed her to bypass the mental blocks that had hampered her progress, translating oral storytelling into written form with newfound speed and fewer hurdles. By placing trust in her collaborators and adopting a more playful approach to writing, Brown not only expedited her creative output, but also rediscovered the joy in storytelling. Her journey underscores the transformative power of the trickster mindset. By letting go of the burden of perfection and embracing flexibility, creativity can flow more freely, unencumbered by the chains of expectation. In the end, the choice between the martyr and the trickster is not just about creative productivity. It's about finding joy, pleasure, and fulfillment in the creative process. By infusing your artistic endeavors with a spirit of playfulness and adaptability, you open the door to a more vibrant and enjoyable creative journey. Final summary. In the grand tapestry of life, it's never too late to weave your own vibrant thread of creativity. The path towards unleashing your artistic potential begins with embracing your fears, not as barriers, but as poignant reminders of what excites and matters to you. Liberation from the weight of others' expectations is crucial. Only then can you truly give yourself over to the art that beckons your heart. Curiosity should be your compass in this adventure, guiding you through uncharted territories of imagination and expression. It's important to remember not to suffocate your spirit under the pressure of perfection or gravity. Creativity flourishes in lightness, in the ability to view life and its myriad experiences as a playground for exploration and innovation. As you step into your creative endeavor, understand that art is not a destination, but a journey. One replete with discovery, realization, and, most importantly, joy. The act of creating, in itself, is a celebration of life's infinite possibilities. So, let go of any lingering hesitations and permit yourself to embark on this enriching voyage. Delight in the process and discover how naturally art can flow when approached with an open mind and a buoyant heart. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.